In parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas, especially North Dakota's Red River Valley, people are already filling sandbags and revisiting emergency plans from previous floods. But even with 20 inches of snowpack in northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, Kevin Krujalis of the National Weather Service in Duluth says there's no immediate trouble.
Just a gradual, slow snow melt and really no gigantic big storms on the horizon. That's the only thing that would be a big concern as far as flooding would be, is if we had a big warm system with a bunch of rain that would break up the snowpack, at least erode the top of it off pretty good, and that would lead to some more rapid melting than what we're having right now.
Chris Franks is with the National Weather Service office for Milwaukee. He's also seeing little flood potential for the southern half of Wisconsin. He says steady highs in the 30s and 40s helps.
We're talking 50s and 60s for a couple days, and sometimes you get that coincident with some rain. That's usually when we have flooding issues. But this is actually kind of a best-case scenario. Even though we do have half-inch to 2.5 inches in southern Wisconsin in the snowpack right now, if we can lose a little bit each day over the next week or two, the infiltration into the soil and then also into the rivers will be slow enough that flooding should not be an issue.
If there are any hazardous conditions in Wisconsin to mine this week, it's warm, balmy days followed by frigid nights. Highway officials say this leaves roads slippery in the evening and early morning hours for motorists. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.